Syracuse's Green Party is optimistic about the race for mayor of Syracuse. Candidate Kevin Bott kicked off his campaign on the steps of City Hall yesterday, suggesting that even though incumbent Mayor Stephanie Miner won a three-way Democratic primary, there are signs that her political support isn't that strong.
It's obvious simply by the turnout yesterday and the fact that an incumbent mayor got less votes than she got the first time in the primary, and that 46% of her own base voted against her, that people are hungry for change. That's the point. People are hungry for a different kind of leadership.
Bott says the way the political process works now, the same patterns continue to repeat themselves, so it's time for a change. He lists the economy, crime, and education as his campaign priorities. Among his ideas for closing a multi-million dollar budget gap include a progressive income tax. In other news on the mayoral election front, a state Supreme Court judge has ruled that Republicans can run a candidate on the November ballot. Since the summer, the GOP has had two placeholder candidates keeping the ballot line alive. Party Chairman Tom Daty says the ruling now allows the GOP to seek a suitable candidate who would make a strong mayor. There's been speculation that one of the losers in this week's Democratic primary, Common Councilor Pat Hogan, would run on the Republican line.